Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Any Questions by Dr. Donald Force offers the reader a fresh look into the two-millennium-old message of redemption through Jesus Christ. It takes the reader beyond mere religious conformity and morality to the essence of the gospel's message, the resurrection of persons from death to life by the power of God. And the better we understand this, the more likely we will grow up spiritual into maturity. Donald Force was born in Bronx, New York City. 2 years old, he was placed into foster care by the welfare department in 1976 while attending what was then Northeast Missouri State, now Truman State University. He had a profound encounter with God. His mind and his heart were changed as the love of God was poured into him with life-transforming power. He continued his education and served as a teacher and minister for the past 40 years. Although he was seminary trained, he considers himself blue-collar as he reaches out to anyone who will listen. His thoughts are deep but not scholarly. Dr. Donald Force, author of Any Questions, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Force, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
You have done an excellent job with this in taking something and going into it in a relatable, understandable way that will impact all of us positively in our lives. Let's start first with writing. You do an excellent job with breaking things down and the presentation. When did you start writing?
Well, I don't consider myself a writer. All of a sudden, I went downstairs one day and I had a thought, it's time to write. At this time, I was a pastor and I couldn't break through the Americanization of the gospel. And I wanted to go deeper in what the gospel really means.
And you've done that in such a way that it makes more sense to us. It takes us to a different level, our belief to a different level. Our guest is Dr. Donald Force. That's F-O-R-S-S. That's important because his website has his name, author Donald Force, F-O-R-S-S.com. And we'll give you that throughout the program. It'll be on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I know you wanted to get into the meaning of the various authors throughout the ages, beginning with Jesus. Talk about that and why that was so important to go back to his writings to for the foundation of the book.
Well, it struck me that certain phrases that Jesus uses is never preached on, never taught. And everything he said was important to the overall message. So, words of God in spirit and truth. What is it? And so I picked out certain phrases and sentences that all were in, we go over that so quickly without understanding. The whole gospel from Jesus' point of view is it began in the Garden of Eden when God, the Trinity, has redemption in mind. Why would he allow Adam and Eve to stumble in sin at all?
Yes.
It was redemption that he had in mind, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So, the whole Bible is about Christ, and Christ proves the love God the Father has for his creation.
When did this begin in you? For so many people, they just accept what they're taught once a week, twice a week, once a month, whatever. and accept it and go on with life. At what point in your life did you feel, I'm missing something here? This is sort of a superficial presentation that I'm getting. There has to be more depth. The essence has to be more than what I'm getting. When did that begin for you?
Well, it really began in 1976, was when I was born again.
Yes.
With power. And, you know, things like quitting cigarettes. I didn't quit. It was taking from me. It took me 3 or 4 weeks to realize I haven't had a cigarette. And so the Holy Spirit invaded my body.
Wow.
You see?
Yes.
And when I opened up the Gospel of John, I walked around the room saying, I know this. I know this. So I've been discipled with good people, and I was always curious. I want to know why and how, you know? And so your depreciation of the truth leads me to more questions, see? Not in a belief, but a belief. Paul says in Romans 3:11, I think, nobody understands God. Nobody seeks him. See? So he was writing to the born-again church. You know? So,
yes.
Okay. I want to be guilty of understanding God. I want to be guilty of seeking him. Not assume, not man-made dedication to him. I want to seek him.
And if you are in that category, and I'm sure as Dr. Force is talking, you're thinking, yeah, I understand what he's saying. If you share those thoughts, if you've ever felt that, his book is for you. It's a very easy to read book. It's answer any questions. The book available wherever books are sold. His website is author Donald Force, FORSS.com. You've said we're in danger of falling into the satanic trap that Adam and Eve fell into, putting ourselves above God without even knowing it, even in the church. Talk about what you meant by that.
We're always putting ourselves above God. That works, even their justification or sanctification, or to prove or worth the God. That is totally false. God sent his son to die for us because we were worthless. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot improve ourselves. The day that God sent his spirit into you is the day he says, I love you without any precondition. See?
Yes.
And so we try to prove ourselves over and over and over again. And just we don't have to prove ourselves to God. Just seek him help and understand from his perspective, not human perspective understanding.
When you started out on this project, any questions, what was your guide? How did you go about doing it? And how did you go about the format? Because as I mentioned, it's very easy to read. It's laid out. Clarity is a word that keeps coming up in the reviews for any questions. Talk a little bit about how you went about writing this, the format and the presentation.
Well, it's hard to believe, but when I decided to write, I put up, said, two hours every day for 10 months. And I didn't know what I had. I didn't have a title. I didn't have a breakdowns of chapters. I didn't research. It's all came from inside out.
Wow.
My heart to the reader's heart. And then I had to decide what kind of title would be sufficient, and how they break down the chapters. Because, you know, it came up to any questions, because the subtitle is, You're Made in the Image of God. you may participate in divine nature. You will be raised from the dead. Any questions? Yeah. Yeah. You bet you.
Actually, I got a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And most of us just go on and like we didn't even say that. But yes, for if anybody that's thoughtful or will admit to being thoughtful or certainly wanting to get more answers, you go the next step in Dr. Force's book, Any Questions, book at pageturner.us. You'll find it at Amazon, all of the usual places. Talk a little bit about, you open the book with an essay. Talk about why you did that and why that essay is so important and lays the foundation for Any Questions.
Yeah, so I want to back into the first couple of chapters of Genesis. And Elohim is plural. Let us make man in our own image. Let us. So the Trinity decided to make man after their own image, body and soul, energized by the Spirit. So this is the thrust of Scripture all the way through. Jesus came as a prophet, priest, and king. As a prophet, he blew away the understanding about God as far as was known, because he revealed the Trinity, and discussed Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit has roles to play in the work of redemption. The Father didn't come. Jesus came. Jesus left, and the Holy Spirit takes over. And so we have to understand, like John 20, 20 to 24. John 17, 20 to 24. He says to the Father that they will be one, a oneness with unity and maturity. What is he talking about? On the divine level, we see the Father is a cause. Jesus was about making a community of God. And the Holy Spirit is the corporate leader throughout the world of the church. So, but on the human level, we have to know, do, and be. And so Americans are great at doing, you know.
Not yet.
But we're getting dumbed down in knowing, and we don't know who we are. So, for instance, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he says, there is a, my word, the terms that we use to one another is folly to the world. They can't understand it. So, but we understand it because we're spirit led. So, and I'm not talking about a Pentecostalism. I'm saying the Bible says, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2, we have the mind of Christ. What does that mean? See, so we're hybrid kind of people, not of the world and not in heaven yet. And so we speak our language, giving rise to a culture. The culture of the kingdom of God, the church.
How long did it take you to write this book, to go through, outline, decide how you're going to present it in a way, again, that's not scholarly, but makes sense to all of us? How long did it take you to do Any Questions?
Well, it's two separate writing. The first writing came out just, I couldn't wait to write. It was flowing out of my mind and heart. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Yes.
Even the Old Testament coupled with the New Testament. And so everything fit. But in 2016, I suffered suffered a brain aneurysm. And so the whole right side of my body was dead, neurologically. So I added maybe 80 pages of extra insight, which is my opening essay about the Trinity and the sociology of the Trinity, which means working together in humility. That's exact opposite of pride.
God, yes.
God, as in the person, use humility to work together. So we are now tempted by Satan to invest in the pride. It's never going to leave it. The Paul says it's the flesh. So the fruit of the Spirit is the vine. It's not human. The language we speak is of the Spirit, not human. The unbeliever does not understand what we're talking about. And we should be kind for them, you know, because they don't understand. They were born lost. We all are born lost. I said to a friend, I was not born a pastor. You know, I did my thing, and God protected me from myself. So, First Corinthians chapter 2 is the bulk of what I say about faith, because if you have faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, raised from the dead, that is your justification. It takes as much faith as the Holy Spirit in you, making sure you make it to heaven by sanctification daily. See?
Yes.
They're both crucial to the Christian's life. So it's not as, oh yeah, I'm going to church because I was born again. People even don't say that. They say, I accepted Christ. Oh, yeah? Well, la-di-da. He should be glad. Come on. It's the opposite. He drew me through the Holy Spirit. And circumstances in life led to that. So we dumped down the gospel. And I think people can and do want more of understanding God and his thoughts about us.
We've got a couple of minutes left, but the time is going by so quickly. Dr. Donald Force, F-O-R-S-S, is our guest, the author of Any Questions. His website is authordonaldforce.com, F-O-R-S-S. Book at Page Turner, book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Doctor, a couple minutes left in the program. The book is so accessible. You do the short pieces. It's something we can pick up for a short reading. We can read for a couple of hours if we want to. We can use it for a Bible study. You really designed this to be reader-friendly, didn't you?
You know, I did. I can't take credit for that. It came out of me. Is God talk to people today? Yes. Did he talk to me about writing a book? Yes. Did I know it? No. I was just writing. And that is the outcome of any questions. And like I said, I don't consider myself a writer. So I hardly believe that people are reacting so strongly about my book. I mean, I can't believe it myself, you know?
There's a perfect example of humility rather than pride. I just paid you a compliment on your skills as a writer and making this accessible and relatable, and you deflected it to where I guess it should have gone. So it's something that you've preached in your entire life, and something I can tell in the joy and the passion in your voice as you talk about this. 30 seconds here at the end. Are you working on another book now? Any follow-up to any questions?
Well, not really. I'm working on getting my body back in shape. I still have lots to go.
Good luck with that. You are really doing a remarkable job of getting the word out there and writing and joining us on the program to talk about it. It's so important what you're doing, and the reviews have been excellent. The book is Any Questions by Dr. Donald Force, F-O-R-S-S. His website, you can follow him there, author, donaldforce.com. The book of pageturner.us, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order the book from his website as well. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Continued good health and the road to recovery, and hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Once again, Dr. Donald Force. The book is Any Questions. You'll find it wherever books are sold. Send you to his website, authordonaldforce.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.